But since, I mean, to be honest, since that split was so acrimonious, do you think it's going to take a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction to get that ball rolling, which is way too late and well-deserved, by the way? That should have happened a long time ago.
All they have to do is, you know, invite me over for a Jay White and invite me over for a Bear game on Sunday. That would do it.
That, you think that would bury the hatchet right away, huh?
Well, I don't have a hatchet to bury. Honest to God, I don't.
Sure. It's not on your end, it sounds like, obviously.
It has been. Tommy and Jay White made a decision to replace me in the band. Mm-hmm. And you know, this idea that somehow the Kilroy thing broke up the band back in 83 is not true, but the band never broke up. Here's the story. Are you ready there, Remy?
I'm listening.
Tommy, he admittedly said was one of his, I guess his, one of his moments when he was fighting his demons and maybe doing some things he shouldn't have been doing, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Cognac and milk.
He quit one of the most successful American rock and roll bands to pursue a solo career and left the four of us standing there stunned. We went, what? You're quitting? And so we all took a step back, and J.Y., John, and Chuck, the other three members, they wanted me to replace Tommy on the spot. And I refused to do it because I thought Tommy and I were vital to be together to make the Sticks thing happen. So I decided to make a solo album waiting for Tommy to come back.
Sure.
That's what happened. It wasn't really specifically, don't get me wrong, Kilroy was here, the project itself put a strain, you know, on the relationships in the band, but didn't. That wasn't the thing that goofed the band up. Tommy quitting to pursue a solo career.
Are you talking about in 88 when he joined Damn Yankees or something separate from that?
1983.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Quit on stage at the Capitol Center in Washington, D.C. We were stunned. We didn't know that was going to happen.
Sure.
He'd come. And so the four of us, so for anyone, and particularly J.Y., to say that that song or that project killed the Golden Goose, we all know what it was. J.Y., myself, and Chuck, the three that are left, we know specifically that Tommy quit. That's what really hurt us.
Mm.
If we'd have stayed together, let's say we stayed together, the next year we had a stadium tour book, outdoor stadium tour book to do, and we would have just said, okay, that was that project. Let's move on to the next one. But because he quit, we lost on that whole MTV generation right when it was beginning.
Right.
And we'd have been in Live Aid, for God's sakes. There's no doubt in my mind we would have played.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, anyone who says something differently, was never true. And Tommy most recently has just said he always really liked the song. Well, after 20 years of saying the opposite, I'm glad he's finally admitting the truth.
He's coming around.
They're playing it every night. They got a big production. They play it as the first encore. They're celebrating it. You know what I say?
What?
God bless. They should be, because people love that song. I've been playing it for the last 15 years, and I know when I play it, people go, you know, they go mental.
Agreed. I mean, it's just so great to see that you haven't slowed down at all. I mean, I really do hope, as we all do, that you finally rejoin the band that that you guys did together, Sticks, and changed the world. I mean, as far as progressive theatrical rock back in the early 70s through the 80s. I mean, you're on the Grand Illusion 40th anniversary tour right now.
I am, and we're doing about 25 of those, but I do all kinds of shows. I mean, I'll come to your house if you put some shrimps on the Barbie.
I got a bottle of Remy Martin waiting for you, too, you know.
You got a little Casio in there, I'll start playing and singing. If the money's right, I'm coming. Yeah, we've been doing the 40th anniversary tour. We just did it in L.A. out at the beautiful Ford Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
It was just gorgeous. We did it up in Sacramento at the Crest. And so we'll be doing it some more this year, but I think 10 or 12 shows. But we play, you know, like we'll be up there with, we're going to be with Night Ranger, right?
Yeah, exactly. Night Ranger's going to be opening the show, yep.
It will not be a Grand Illusion show. That'll be Greatest Hits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Because we're splitting the time. The Grand Illusion show takes about 220 to do.
Whoa!
Yeah, and we don't have that kind of time. That's reserved for the hard ticket, hardcore fans.
I got you.
Not like what this is probably. Is there going to be a Ferris wheel someplace?
There's going to be a petting zoo right next door.
Here's what I call these gigs, the four C's. Are you ready?
Yeah.
That's Cotton Candy, a Carousel, a classic rock band, and what's the other? That was the fourth C.
Chicken? Crack?
To me, corn dog.
There corn dog, yes. You just hit the four C's that we're going to be seeing you on Saturday.
We'll be there. I'll be there with Jack and all the guys and Kelly and the whole bunch of them. And we're going to be I'll be searching the grounds for Sister Christian, see if she's come back.
She's always on the guest list. You know that.
Can't find her. She's motoring.
Dennis DeYoung, it's been nothing but a pleasure speaking to you and Jack today, man. You are the man.
All right, tell everybody to come on out and have a good time, because that's what it's all about. Hey, kids, do me a favor. Go to my Facebook page and check it out. I write all this stuff on there, and I read it. And for God's sakes, like me. I'm needy.
Like me. Like Dennis DeYoung. Thank you, man. I appreciate you talking to us.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.